Zimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, December the 22nd, 2022. I'm your host, the marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we're taking a look at Unity Day, which is commemorated annually in the country on December the 22nd, which is today. The Unity Accord was signed between the late President of Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe, who was the leader of ZANU-PF, and the then leader of PF-ZAPU, Joshua Nkomo, 35 years ago. The agreement led to the formation of a united ZANU-PF party that would provide unity and end the Gukurahumbi atrocities in Matabeleland and some parts of Midlands. Nasi tiri kutarisa nyaya yezuva remubatanidzwa kana kuti Unity Accord iro riri kurangarirwa munyika nasi. Zuva iri rakaitika musi wa 22 zvita mugore ra 1987 apo vaimbova mutungamiri wenyika muchakabvuva Robert Mugabe vaitungamira bato reZANU-PF. Vakanyorerana chibvumirano nevaive mutungamiri webato raipikisa rePF ZAPU vaJoshua Nkomo. Chakange chakanangana nekupedza mhirizhonga yainge iri kumatunhu eMatabeleland neMidlands panguva iyi. Mubatanidzwa uyu ndiwo wakaumba bato reZANU-PF riripo iko zvino. In commemorating the signing of the Unity Accord today, President Emmerson Mnangagwa called for lasting peace, saying that elections should never be used as a pretext for political conflict and violence. Meanwhile, police in Bulawayo today arrested three people and stopped an event organized to mark Unity Day. The event organizers said they wanted to use it to remember thousands of people who were killed during Gukurahundi. The event was organized by a pressure group, Ibechula La KwaZulu, that works with victims of civil strife. Studio 7 reporter Anastasia Ndlovu speaks to one of the event organizers, Melusi Nyati of Ibechula La KwaZulu, on what happened in Bulawayo today.
Kuyasijanisa kakhulu ukuthi asivunyelwa njengama-victims ukuyenza insimbi yokukhumbula abalahlekayo labasitshonelayo.
It was when?
Sithi kumele ama-victims avunyelwe ukwenza umkhumbuzo izwe lonke lapha okwaba i-ground lapha eyabakhona ngede yona le abanye abacelebrate Unity Day. You can't celebrate something ungakhangelanga ukuthi ukuze kube le Unity Day yona le wayenzakalani emuva.
Uthi wenziweni?
Ngithi akufundulwe e-ground lapha eyaqalisa khona ngelanga lakhona kwama-victims ayenza afuna ukukwenza.
Umlayezo kumongameli?
Ukhuluma ize leze naye udaba lolo lukhulunywe ngalo.
That there was Studio 7 reporter Anastasia Ndlovu speaking to one of the event organizers, Melusi Nati of Ibechula La KwaZulu in Bulawayo. Our reporter Frank Shikore, who is in Harare, also spoke to ZANU-PF's Tafazwa Mugwadi on the importance of Unity Day.
Vanhu vanopikisa havana mashoko avanogona kutaura pamusoro penhaka iyi nokuti nhaka iyi ichibva kuhondo yokubatanawo vanga vasipa. Zvekare nhaka iyi ichisainirana chibvumirano musi wa 22 December 1987 vanga vasipo zvekare. Zvichida pamwe vamwe vacho vanotaura mashoko iwayo vane zero neni, vamwe vanga vasati vazvarwa panguva iyoyo. Asi chinotipa simba rokutaura izvi inhau yokuti takanzwisise kuti kune nhaka, ndiko kusaka nhasi tichipembera tinayo kunyange tiri vadoko. Ivo havagoni kutaura pamusoro penhaka iyi nokuti maoko avo ane madhaka. maoko avo akashiba pamusoro penhaka iyi. Ivo ndivo vanotsvaga kupatsanurana kwavana vemuZimbabwe, asi havagoni kukunda nokuti musangano weZANU-PF nokubatana kwavo nokubatanidza kwavakaita vana vemuZimbabwe nomutungamiri watinayo nokubatanidza kwaanotiita tose, kunyange vamwe vane mapato anopikisa tinovaona vachiinda kuhukuro dzinoitwa kuPoland. Ndiko kubatana kunoratidza kuchengetedzwa kwenhaka iyoyo. Vanhu vezapu hakusisina bato rinonzi zapu, hakusisina nhengo dzezapu, nokuti zapu ya PF, zapu yakabatana nezanu PF na 1987. Ndicho chirongwa chenhaka yeunity accord yatinopemberera kudai. Vasara havo hongu hakushayikwi nyanya mberi kana nhatu dzinoti aisha hatiri kubatana nevamwe. Vakuru venyika vanotirangaridza kuti nyika inoyi kubva kuna Zambezi kunodira kuna Limpopo, kubva kubhodha rekumabvazuva kusvika kumadokero, inyika inonzi unitary state. Tiri munhu mumwe chete, hakunazve kupatsanurwa kuchava pamhuri yevana vechitema venyika yeZimbabwe. Saka regai vapemberere zvavo vachiridza miridzo yavo kumakuva. Hakuna vane zheve, hakuna vane maziso vanova.
We were hearing their discussion, which was conducted by our Studio 7 reporter Frank Chikore, speaking to ZANU-PF's Tafadzwa Mugwadi. And Mukuru we Media Center va Ernest Mudzengi vaudza mutori wenhau weStudio 7 Godwin Mangunjika kuti hapana kubatana munyika, uye izvi zviri kukonzereswa nezvematongerwo enyika. Regai tinzwe kuti vanga vari kuti chii.
Zuva iri charakanyanya kukoshera ndechekuti rakauya mushure mokunge pava nokusawirirana kukuru pakati pemapato anga ari makuru panguva iyoyo yekunana 1987 rePF zapu neRezanu-PF. Zvinova zvakaita kuti vanhu vomunyika vave vanozovavo vasingawirirani vari maruve marudzi kunyanya sei evashona nevandevere.
Chii changa chakonzera izvozvo?
Chikuru chakaitika apa ndechekuti inyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Mukatarira muchaona kuti tabva muhondo yerusununguko. Panenge pakava nokufungirana pakati pePF zapo neZANU-PF. Ende kufungirana ikoko kwakazoita kuti tisvike panguva yekuti yakambotaurwa navaMugabe yaichinzi yanga yava nguva yokupenga.
Hukutoona muna 1987 pakasainwa chibvumirano chatisvitsa pazuva ranhasi. Saka tingati munyika mave nokubatana here?
Chetingangotaura ndechekuti pakabatana ZANU-PF nePF zapo, asi mukatarira ruzhinji rweZimbabwe hatina kubatana. Tinonyanyotarira kuti uyu ndewebato ripi, uyu ndewebato ripi, torega kutarira kuti tose tiri zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe, asi tongotarirana takatarisana nezvimazita zvemapato. Saka kubatana hapana.
Zvinokonzerwa neizvozvo?
Izvi zvinonyanya kukonzerwa nevezvematongerwo enyika vanoda kuti vatonge vasinganyanyi kutarira nyika, asi vachitarira andingati mainteresi emapato avo.
Saka mashoko enyu tingati kuvatungamiri venyika ino ndiwo kuti chii takanangana nezviri kuitika kusabatana kwamunoti kuri munyika?
Indiri kuti vatungamiriri venyika nevezvemapato anoita nezvematongerwo enyika ngavatarire nyika, votarira nyika mberi kweiri kuenda. Zvizvakwa zvichauya zviri mberi uku kuti zvichazowanei munyika. Torega kutarira zvazvino, torega kutarira zvedu chete isusu seCCC, torega kutarira zvedu isusu chete seZanu-Ndonga, torega kutarira zvedu isusu chete seZANU-PF.
Mutori wenhau weStudio 7 Godwin Mangunjika achitaura nemukuru weMedia Center vaErnest Mudzengi. Now let's take a short break. Please don't go away. We'll be right back. So please join us.
Yeah.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. On those platforms, you can send us your messages right now on all our social media platforms, and we'll be able to read them while we are here online. We are now joined by our guests, Senator Sekai Holland of the Zimbabwe Peace Building Initiative and Mr. Benon Nube of Zinasu. Tokuchingamidza ipano pachirongwa chedu, Amai Holland.
Hello, my name.
Tinoona zuva iri zuva remubatanidzwa. Izuva rakakosha sei kunyika yeZimbabwe?
Ndanga ndakatereka zvandazvitaurwa nevamwe. Hello?
Taura yenyu.
Marvelous. I think it's time when people recognize that other times, other ways. In a way, Zimbabwe is one. There are not two Zimbabweans. Not two Zimbabweans. It's just one. Inisokuona kwangu, tiri kutaura gore ne gore, zvatinofunga, tisingatarisi kuti nyika iri kuenda kupi. If we are here, we live here, we travel around the country, the situation of the ordinary person is really quite bad. And the tools for improving those things are there. While we are not united, and while we keep repeating history and not look at what is there available for us to improve the lot of everybody, we will continue to just talk irrelevantly to what we should be doing. Hearing what everybody is saying, unity day came from love of country by the two presidents. That should have permeated into civil society, into the churches, into professionals, into everything, into the union, so that people really find common ground and unite. And build something.
So from your observation, Amai Holland, are you saying Unity Day is still being recognized and it's still actually in effect as of today?
It's a very important day which brings us together, which calls us to attention, and the message of the president today for being bounded with us to the beginning, which is uniting so we have a peaceful environment, so we build the country. And that's no one expects Zimbabwe for us. We have to fix ourselves.
Please just stay on the line. Let me take our next guest who we have here, Mr. Beno Ncube of the Zinasu President. Makadi Ncube. Yes, Mr. Ncube. Can you just give us your perspective? You've heard what our other contributors were saying. What's your view on Unity Day today?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to start from exactly what was the reason behind the unity.
Go ahead.
Being put on the table. It's not like everything was rosy and gold, but no, it's not agreement. And since we haven't really come to terms with an agreement with the situation, to bring us on a
Mr. Ncube, your line is a bit, it's not very clear. So please just stay on the line. We're going to try and call you back again or, you know, try to see what we can do because we can't really hear you properly. But maybe try again. What were you saying?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm saying what led to the agreement of the unity accord? It wasn't all roads and goals that led Congress and government to agree to such a thing that we are having today. In the practical examples of what happened, the unity day is just there on paper, but in practice is off. As it seems, the three people that are behind bars today, so now I am central police, that we honoring the dead and the victims of Kura Wundi, and they were doing so peacefully by Joshua Mkabongo's statue, his father Zimbabwe, one whom we really celebrate much when we talk of unity day. But those people were arrested today and they're standing in the 99 part. But Jodora Dizam, which is a plenty of special stones and all remained in the difficulty to celebrate an act, two old dogs last year. It's not what is happening on the ground. So, from our side, there is no unity here because unity requires both sides to agree to it. Not one side to show you that we have to do unity.
Mombo uchaura yenyu newe isi ndebele vanube kutimi muno una sei zuva iri re unity day rakakosha sei kwa muri.
Iqakathekile kakhulu kithi especially abatsha ngoba ikutshengisela ukuthi lokhu ikakhulu mina ngibona kakhulu isivela kwindaba zeGukura Wundi more ngoba yiyo indaba eyenza bagcina kuhlalwa phansi bathiwa sibonisane lehulumende oyedwa but ngikhuluma nje mina ngiyasola okwenzakala namuhla kakhulu ngosuku lwalolo lwamphelenide ngoba ngikhuluma nje kulabantu abathathu ababojhiwe ababobulawayo akade behlonipha ama-victims eGukura Wundi bakothiwe basemajezi so i-unity day part of it yenaleyo kwanamhla ayikho esikutshelwa ngohulumende yokuthi sizame ukuhlanganisa abantu siphilisane akukho ngoba abakwenze namuhla kuyi-opposite yalokho abde esibisa ngiselebrata namuhla.
Thank you so much. Please stay on the line. Coming back to you, Senator Amai Holland, you're hearing what the young gentleman here is saying, that, you know, the government is saying something else, but what is happening on the ground? He's talking about a situation that occurred in Bulawayo today on Unity Day. Please give us your comment.
Listen, what I'm saying is, the thing for us to find common ground in Zimbabwe are there. We as citizens, with all the organizations that are there, faith-based, civil society, professional groups, the unions, the government, the political parties, we must find common ground to solve these things. Internationally, I've just come from Australia. There are some terrible things going on there. But the institutions force themselves to come together to find common solutions. In Zimbabwe, we seem to spend a lot of time talking, but we do not actually come to the ground to see how, for each thing that is happening, we can come together and solve our problems. I don't know what happened really.
So, getting what you're saying that you have just come from Australia and you feel that maybe in Zimbabwe there should be a big conference to discuss some of these issues. If you were asked today, how would you convene such a conference at this particular time?
Listen, I was at one day seeing my children and grandchildren, and I was meeting all the colleagues. I was celebrating my 80th birthday. There were terrible things happening in Australia when I arrived. A young Aboriginal boy was just doing some work part-time so that he could get money to go home and look after himself and his family. He was killed by white boys. the Aboriginal community, the Australian whites, the institutions got together, and they wanted to know why that is happening. Together, we must unite around the problems we are facing as Zimbabweans. That is possible. The war was fought by people guided by principles. What are the principles that bind Zimbabweans together? Unuwedu, Ubuntu. Just come and look at that together and solve the problems that are there. The things that are happening on the ground in Zimbabwe are terrible. The conditions under which people are living are tragic. What can we do together as Zimbabweans on the ground to get this situation solved?
Okay, please stay on the line. Regeti mbotaura nava Gibson Jono, vanova ivo, vani analyst, variku kwanza mbotaura. Eva Jono, mgatuzo kutizuva iri re unit akod, raka kosha se.
Maita basa, ni tawo kwandiri kuchingi, seo mashoko, mashoma, mnyai, yashi, ndikange ndataura kuti inonzi Gibson nyika dzino ndaya yeunity day ndikaitaura ndichiti yakakosha asi ndoda kudzoka kune kanhoroondo kadiki ndichitanga mugore ra2018 mukatasa bumbiro remutemo rezimbabwe ratingati constitution mureferendamu yakaitwa muna 2018 yakapasa about 95% vanhu vakavhota vachiti aiwa zvatapinza mubumbiro iri remutemo tiri kuti tinowirana nazvo. Saka mukandotarisa nhanganyaya kana kuti yatingati preamble iripo paconstitution yedu yezimbabwe inotanga ichiti we the people of Zimbabwe united in our diversity. So it means 95% of the people who participated in the process of the constitution-making process having voted in that referendum. 90% of those people, they believe that Zimbabwe are a united entity in our diversity. So now, when you come to the issue of unity day, allow me to give a perspective with a view that it has become a political platform to deliberate on unity day for people to score political points.
Munoreve ipapo vamugadzima munoreve ipapo kana muri kuti zvakushandiswa kuti vanhu vawane vatingati masimba munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika.
Zvandiri kuedza kutaura ndezvekuti vanhu vakubva mune donzo rakakosha rekuti vana vezimbabwe vane humwe vachida kunoshandisa zuva reunity day kuti vanoridonongora vachiti vana vezimbabwe havana kubatana. So you have a people who want to gain political mileage by contradicting what is already. I'm not saying if people are united they should also think in similar patterns, you know? When people are united, they can have that diversity and different opinions regarding certain issues, because it would be impractical for us to say we are united, hence we think in a similar pattern. But all I'm saying is the issue around the unity holiday, it's an issue in which people, through the constitution, for instance, in 2018, they located their national identity in the constitution. They also acknowledged that national identities, they are built in diversity, and as they are built in diversity, there are a lot of factors to include in that. For instance, issues of religion, they are part of unity, and they are part of a national identity. And in doing that, I agree. So as much as people would want to complain, I will listen to their contributions, but I would also want us to look at a point of view that people do not necessarily have. Because I had some deliberations, for instance, today. People were saying in 1987, it was Unity Day between ZANU and ZAPU, and then they were contextualizing the 2009 Global Political Agreement as a unity pact between ZANU-PF, MDC, T, and MDC-N. Mm-hmm. And NAFSA also said, because we are in this era where we have also two parties, we need to have a unity pact between ZANU-PF and the CCC. But it doesn't make sense. It defies the logic of the principles and the values and the ethos.
Thank you.
Identity.
Thank you so much.
Imagine when another party comes, which is the party C, then it is a popularity. People would say, we need a pact, we need an agreement between ZANU-PF and this party, because those are the only two entities.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mugadzima Gibson, for your contribution. Regate Zukere, kuna vanube, murukunzwa zvanga zviri kutaurwa na mukoma Gibson, vanga vari pano tipewo pfungwa dzenyu indebele. Mr. Ncube? Okay, you couldn't hear Mr. Gibson.
Yes, I'm
and that's okay. You can just give us your take to round it up in the Ndebele. Moving forward, what would you like to see change as next year when this Unity Accord Day is commemorated? Thank you so much. Let me close off now with Senator Sekai Holland. My Holland, just give us your last word that moving forward, what can Zimbabweans do to make sure that next year when this Unity Accord Day is commemorated, it's done so in a fitting way that benefits the country and its people?
I think that what we do with every celebration of any anniversary that brings people together, we look at the speech that is given by the head of state,
mm-hmm.
and we look at what they have done in that year preceding the day. And we also look at what we ourselves have done to ensure that the matter of people finding common ground, coming together, uniting around common problems,
mm-hmm.
and it does. It to me, a very sad fact that the speech of the president is ignored. It was a very good speech this year, and the message to me was, the country must begin by the Zimbabweans
themselves. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
To come and build.
Thank you so much on that note.
For unity.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, my Sekai Holland, Senator Sekai Holland there, just saying, you know, giving her word on the president's speech today, saying that she was impressed as the president called for unity. And that brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank all our guests and the viewers and listeners at home. Be sure to listen in again. Please to remember that we still have all our regular shows. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington saying have a very good night, Zimbabwe, and happy Unity Day.